Vaccines are now available for those 16 and up in Sonoma County as we try to get a handle on the pandemic. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Sonoma County Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mace. Thanks so much for joining us, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So how are we doing in terms of vaccinating the public in Sonoma County?
I think we're doing really well, even with comparison to other counties in California. As of today, it looks like we've had close to 460,000 doses that have been administered. We have 48% of our population that is fully vaccinated, an additional 18% that are partially vaccinated, for a total of 66% of Sonoma County's residents that have received at least one vaccine. And that 48% number is really good.
And
so that translates into close to 200,000 of our residents fully vaccinated and about 74,000 or so partially vaccinated. So I'd say we're doing pretty well.
And we have heard stories that vaccine appointments are slowing down, that people aren't booking appointments. Is that happening here in Sonoma County as well?
Yes, definitely. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen sort of a fall off in appointments being taken. So you can definitely get an appointment in multiple different places now, probably within the day or 2 days. And that's good news for those who are looking for a vaccine. It does signify, however, that we're getting to that point where, probably the majority of people who wanted to get vaccinated have already gotten a shot.
And have things also slowed down for health providers like Kaiser and Sutter?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely. I think everybody has expressed that things are slowing down. I don't know about Kaiser. Certainly we've heard from Sutter that things are slowing down.
Okay. And what about technology? We know that technology had been sort of a hurdle for some people in booking an appointment. Either they don't have a smartphone or just don't know how to deal with the computer. Is it now at a point where people just don't even need to worry about that? They could just go to a clinic?
Yes, they could call a clinic and find out how to get a vaccine through there. They could also, many of our specialty pharmacies are actually offering vaccine as well. But I think the best thing is to go to socoemergency.org and see all the options. There are definitely multiple ways to get a vaccination. And hopefully, we are talking about the hotline that we have at Public Health. If you call that hotline number, we could potentially connect you as well with places for vaccination. I know from my personal experience, I've walked into, let's say, a Costco, and they're saying free vaccines today, that
kind
of thing.
Okay.
So they have signs up just inviting people in so they can give the vaccine.
Okay. Very good. So there's lots of opportunities to get vaccines. And if you're having problems with computers or that sort of thing, just check out your local clinics or call your local pharmacy and see if they can help you out.
Exactly. There's so many ways right now to get a vaccine. Just, I don't think it's going to take a lot. If somebody wants the vaccine, they're going to get it.
Right. So when we talk about herd immunity, how many people need to get vaccinated in Sonoma County to reach herd immunity? And do you think we're going to get there?
So that's kind of a moving target number, depending on whom you talk to, because it's not like something that's very set in stone. Most experts would agree that it's somewhere probably between 70% and 80% of the population would have to have immunity. Now, that could be because they've actually had infection or because they're vaccinated. We think that the vaccination protection is probably ideal. So as I said, we have about 66% of our population that's had at least one vaccination. And so we're getting close, and I think it's achievable. Remember also that the 12 to 15-year-old group is going to be open for vaccinations here in the next, hopefully, couple of weeks. And we have a plan in place to get those individuals vaccinated. That's about 37,000 more residents in Sonoma County.
Okay. And as sort of the demand for these appointments is slowing down, is the county doing anything to increase outreach to those who are reluctant to get a vaccine?
Yeah, definitely. We're working through our community-based organizations and our partners, really now targeting some of the harder-to-reach populations. As you know, early on, we really went after the most vulnerable, that's the elderly, and I'm very happy to say that the majority, 85% plus of that population has been vaccinated. And as a result, as you can see, we've seen a dramatic decrease in hospitalizations and deaths. I think the last death we had in a skilled nursing facility in a resident might have been in February.
Wow, yeah.
So from that viewpoint, we reached that population well. Now we're trying to get, I think the population that's harder to reach now are people who need to be convinced that they should get vaccinated. So the people who want a vaccine have clearly gone out and found a way to get it. Now there's a group of people that has vaccine hesitancy, so they're not sure. They want to know more about it, but they're not seeking that information. So we're reaching out to the hardest hit populations, the Latinx, the people, even other ethnic groups that really have not gotten vaccinated, like Blacks and Asians. And we're trying to arrange specific opportunities for them to get vaccinated.
Okay. If we don't reach herd immunity, is it likely that masks are just going to be a way of life?
Well, you know, that's a very hard, again, thing to predict. I think for now, yes, masks are with us. But it also depends on the severity of illness. So the good news is, even if you're vaccinated and you get COVID, the likelihood that you will have a severe case is almost vanishingly rare. So there was no deaths at all seen, or even hospitalizations, I believe, in the clinical trials in people vaccinated. So in other words, it becomes not as big of a disease in terms of impact in vaccinated individuals. So it could become sort of like influenza, where, you know, we have to talk about the variants. So the changes, the mutations in the virus that leads to different strains that may not the vaccine may not be as effective against or are more transmissible are really what we're more worried about now moving forward. So like influenza, we may need a regular booster vaccine or a different, slightly different altered vaccine to cover those variants. So that's the thing that I think we're not sure about. Are we going to need that? And if so, how often? For now, masks are with us.
Right. And then finally, are we moving into the yellow tier soon?
You know, this week, I have very good news for everybody. We met the yellow tier metric this week of less than 2 cases per 100,000 per population. Mm-hmm. So that's less than 10 cases a day here for the 7-day lag, 7-day average in Sonoma County. And the test positivities have also been 0.9%. Test positivity overall and 1.2% in the lower healthy place of index, 25%. So, yes, this week we met it. If we hold tight here and meet it next week, we will be allowed to go into the yellow tier.
That's great news.
The earliest would be a week from today.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you so much and have a great day.
You too. That is Sonoma County Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mace.